How to start a private label clothing line in less than 50 days. 12 insanely easy steps. Here are 12 definite and insanely easy steps to introduce and scale your own awesome clothing line business into the market. Step 1. Find your niche market. In the clothing market, there are many small segments. When beginning, as a nice strategy, the pro advice goes that you should start small and explore limited market niches. Step 2. Do a research on your target audience. Now you know the consumer group you will be targeting, could be anyone: women, men, kids, elders, 20s and more. Do a thorough research on this target audience and know more about them. Dive into the database available easily online and know about their definite needs and preferences, budget limit, buying habits, expectations, and more. Step 3. Read your competitor's strategy. Although overlooked, doing a competitive analysis is one of the most important parts for any business, more so in the clothing scene where competition is higher than ever. So identify your successful competitors and learn more about them. Understand their wholesaling, marketing and selling strategies, and follow their footsteps in view of your own individual needs, requirements and business goals. Step 4. Map a business plan. Now you have a basic or detailed understanding about your market, time to take a pen and paper and map a winning business plan. It doesn't really have to be 100 pages long, but try to be as definite as possible. Like the business model you'll operate in, when and where are you going to invest your money, how you're going to achieve your sales target, the time when you're going to start making the desired profit and so forth. Step 5. Arrange for the required capital. Admittedly, launching your own private label clothing line has become relatively, and very, cheaper today. But you're still going to need a decent amount of capital to not only start your business but also to scale and sustain it. So get to arranging for the investment amount. You can self-finance, ask money from the family, get loans, crowdsource, find angel investors or form partnership to divide the capital burden. Step 6. Pick a private label apparel manufacturer. This one is possibly the most important part of this whole process, finding a good and reliable private label clothing manufacturer. The market is crowded with these manufacturers, all claiming to be the best. So you must put an extra effort to find a renowned and reputed partner who can meet your distinct wholesale and budget needs adequately. Step 7. Design your apparels. Time now to design your private label apparel line and add to it a personalized flavor. Since you know who exactly you're going to target and know about their definite needs and preferences, this step won't really be that hard, easier, in fact, with a good manufacturer by your side. The top manufacturers offer more than just the wholesale. Their years of industry experience and expertise are invaluable and can help you seamlessly. Step 8. Fulfill the other technical ends. There's a host of other technical ends that needs your attention. If you're launching your business on a large scale, there are few legal requirements that you would need to fill. Hire a lawyer for that. Also focus on other things, like your online and brick-mortar stores, your warehouse, the shipping carrier, and more. Step 9. Implement your PR strategy. To make an impactful entry in the market, you need to have just as amazing PR strategy, to capture the audience's attention, to inform everyone about your brand and products in interesting ways, to tell stories to people so that they connect with your brand. This isn't as difficult. Countless resources are available online that can guide you easily with remarkable and creative strategies. When confused, you can always outsource professionals. Step 10. Leverage on social media platforms. Social media marketing is essential today. And with the kind of targeting features that platforms like Facebook, Twitter and Instagram offers today, converting is quite easier, that provided, the campaigns are interesting and worth noting. Step 11. Invest in paid promotions. Even when limited in your budget, you must be open to invest few bucks in paid promotion. It is essential. Given the high competition in the market, depending solely on organic result is not a good idea. So spend on advertisements on social media platforms, Google, contact cards, banners and more. Be careful not to spend too much without seeing any evident return though. Step 12. Offer customers personalized post-sale service. Aim to engage them and offer a pleasant experience, at the same time pushing for additional and complementing products. Customer retention has higher and long-term return than what you get from acquiring new customers.